In CI News this week, schools are warned not to push children to socially transition. Carrying a Bible could be illegal with the Northern Ireland's abortion censorship zones. And a nurse suspended for misgendering a patient is vindicated. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 10th of July. I'm Anna Prodan. Schools have been reminded not to blindly allow children to socially transition. The Department for Education's guidance on keeping children safe in education, which will become statutory from September, remains largely unchanged from the draft that was released earlier this year. Teachers are told that supporting a child to live as if they are the opposite sex may have significant effects, and they should consider any wider health issues or neurodiversity. No pupil must ever be given access to toilets, changing rooms, or boarding or residential accommodation designated for the opposite sex. John Denning, the CI's head of education, says it doesn't go far enough.
This guidance is really significant, and there are some important and helpful statements within it, which will be really useful for schools and for parents, and teachers who are concerned, perhaps, about the approach that a school is taking. But it just doesn't go far enough. It still leaves the door open to children being able to socially transition in school in some circumstances, and schools just should not be encouraging or supporting that in any way. Social transition is about the school community affirming an untruth which encourages the child to reject the reality of their own body. And that can never be in their best interests.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland has indicated that praying or reading the Bible in a hospital could be illegal in certain circumstances. Responding to a question about the province's censorship zones, Chief Constable John Boucher acknowledged that the legislation was not designed to address pastoral visits unrelated to abortion, but claimed that if a person believed it to be capable of indirectly influencing or distressing a protected person, an offence may be committed. His guidance warned that carrying a Bible through public areas of hospitals or providing pastoral ministry within wards or hospital grounds could also be illegal under the Act. The Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, criticised lawmakers for drafting their buffer zones law so vaguely they have cast suspicion on all manner of legitimate activities and risked creating a very damaging, chilling effect. He added, the very suggestion that consensual prayer or Bible reading could ever become a criminal matter should concern everyone who values basic freedom. The actress Dawn French has expressed newfound doubts about the morality of assisted suicide. She was speaking on Simon Mayo's Books of the Year podcast about her new novel, Enough, which follows a healthy grandmother as she announces her decision to end her life. The comedian told Mayo that although she still supports the principle of assisted suicide, she has started to rethink her position.
I thought, why has this not got through Parliament? How has it been? It was stopped in the Lords, wasn't it, the last time? And then Rory said something very interesting. He said his fear about it is that if it does go through, like so many kind of social constructs like this, big laws like this, poor people will be the people that suffer. They'll be left out. They will feel like they're a burden. They will feel like they have to go. There won't be anybody to speak on their behalf. Mm-hmm. I had never considered that. Mm. I know there's the religious stuff. There's the, you know, I know the moral stuff. I know all of that. I had never considered the kind of, you know, the social injustice that it might bring. And I had to have a second thought about that. So I need to investigate it.
And finally, a nurse who is suspended for misgendering a patient and speaking publicly about the case has been exonerated of all charges against her. Nurse Jennifer Melle referred to a gender-confused man's biological sex in a discussion with another medic while working at Epsom and St Helier University Hospital's NHS Trust. When the patient overheard, he hurled threats and racial abuse at her. But it was Jennifer who was subsequently investigated by the Nursing and Midwifery Council as a potential risk to the public. Over 2 years on from the initial incident, the investigation has now been closed. Jennifer, who was helped by the Christian Legal Centre, said she was relieved and grateful for its conclusion, but stated she should never have been put through this in the first place. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.